SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Get money, yo.
My man, what's up, brother? Who we got, father?
Welcome to the NFL Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com, and you're listening on Sirius XM channel 159, watching us on Sports Grid TV, Jacob Sports Media on YouTube, and we're live streaming the show on Twitter at Philly Godfather. We got a jam-packed show. I want to thank Dave Mason from BetOnline for coming on, Pro Football Doc from SICScore.com, and it's time to get down to business. Yeah, this is the sport where we kick ass, man.
I think I liked it better before, but go ahead.
I actually told the producer to give you less light, Rooster. All right, we got a big Thursday night game. The Cowboys are coming on strong. The Eagles are still getting lucky, Rooster. We got Seattle playing in Dallas. Dallas is laying 9.5 or 10. We're going to get right down to business. Total's 47.5. What are you liking this matchup, brother?
I took 10 on Seattle. We were talking about it earlier. I just think it's a little too many points. I think they're a well-coached team with a good defense. I mean, obviously, their quarterback play has been, falling off a cliff. But Carroll has these guys ready for primetime games. He has his whole career, a standalone game. I think he's going to want to show out a little bit here. I think he's going to have Geno Smith prepared for this game. I think Dallas wins, but I think it's going to be closer than 10 points.
It doesn't worry you that Dallas is 5-0 at home. Their average margin of victory is close to 30 points. I think it's 29 points per game. At home, it seems like they're just a different team, a different type of machine. That don't scare you at all here?
I mean, not really, because they haven't beaten anybody. They haven't had a team with a winning record yet. This is the first one. They lost to Arizona, which is an absolute joke. And, they lost to the Eagles in a game they should have won because Dak is not prime time. So I think Seattle can keep this game close. And this might be a little bit of a wake-up call for the Cowgirls. We'll see.
Yeah, if you look at the teams they've beaten at home, it's been the Jets, the Giants, Commanders, Rams, and Patriots. So you bring up a good point about lack of competition with these Cowboys playing at home. Let me go to 8-Ball. 8-Ball, you got a selection here for people watching?
Yeah, I took Dallas earlier in the week at 7.5. Right now, Dak's playing the best football out of any quarterback in the league. This team has covered double digits in every game at home this year. They're clicking on all cylinders, both sides of the ball. The offensive line's playing great. The defensive line's playing great. The secondary. It seems like everything's just clicking right now, and it's not a train I want to get in front of.
You still like your chances to win it all, 16-1?
Every week I love it more and more.
It's a great price. It's a great bet, man. Eagles are the luckiest team in NFL history, but we'll talk about that a little later. Let me go to Matt Maltepas from the College Kids. Thursday night football. Who do you like in this one, man?
So I like Dallas by 7.5. I took them early, just like the 8-Ball. I mean, we look at Seattle recent games when they versus some tougher competition. San Fran last week, they lost 31-13. They got blown out. And a couple weeks before that, when they versus another top-tier team in Baltimore, they lost 37-3. So I really do think this Dallas defense is going to give Geno some problems. And we all know Dallas at home, they're pretty damn good. They've been pretty damn good all year long for the last couple of years. I mean, they're just a different animal at home. I like Dallas minus 7.5. That's what I bet.
Does it worry you a little bit? It's a little bit of a sandwich game before they play the Eagles. You think maybe they're looking ahead at all? Or I mean,
I really don't think they are. I think Dallas is going to come to play. I think next week they do take out the Eagles as well at home. They take care of business. I don't want to get anything started, but yeah, that's just
you got someone's juices fired up. I see him. He can't wait to say something. Rooster.
That's actually one of the funniest things I've heard. But honestly, what's going to happen is that game's not going to matter to the Eagles. I mean, right now, Dallas has to basically win out, and the Eagles would have to lose against the Niners, against Dallas next week, and Seattle the following week.
In Seattle.
Arizona and the Giants again, right?
And then they got Arizona, the Giants, and the Giants. Yeah, the Giants twice in Arizona. So basically Dallas has to win out. The Eagles have to lose three in a row, a 10-1 team, for Dallas to win the division. And that is with Dallas beating Buffalo in Buffalo, Miami in Miami, you know, they and Washington, which always play Dallas tough. They play the Eagles tough, too. It's almost impossible for Dallas to win the division, which means they're going to have to go on the road the whole way. Dallas on the road the whole way has zero chance. They cannot win playoff games on the road. So I'm glad you guys got a great number on the Dallas future. It's probably going to be a good fire starter for the winter to get your fire going. You know, maybe get a nice warm.
Wait a minute, Steve. He's actually made one funny quote in 15 shows this year. So listen.
So, yeah, I don't like your Dallas future at all. I think, you know, the Eagles have a – well, we'll talk about the Eagles game a little later.
Sheep, you like anyone here? We got 20 seconds before we go to our next segment.
I think this is a – I think the Dallas Cowboys are looking ahead to the Eagles next week because they want that – they figure they – they, you know, they lost that game when they should have won. So I think Seattle is a live dog. I agree with Rooster. Pete Carroll's going to get these guys up. And I think it's Dallas wins by like a touchdown. And that's it. 27-20. Really? Good night.
Really? You're taking the town, Seattle?
Yeah, I do. I like Seattle a lot tonight. I think I think Dallas is looking for next Sunday. So they're so far ahead. Hold that thought.
We'll be right back. We're going to go to a break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com, and you're listening on Sirius XM channel 159. You're watching us on SportsGrid TV, Jacob Sports Media on YouTube, and live on Twitter at Philly Godfather. We're talking about this Thursday night game. Sheep, you said you like Seattle plus the 10?
Yes, I do, sir.
Okay. All right. We got Dave Mason in the green room, Joe. Bring him on. There he is, my main man from Costa Rica. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, guys? Long time no talk.
You ready to fire here?
Let's fire.
Right. Let's start off with Thursday night action. Game 303, 304 on your sports betting screen. Seattle's what, 9.5 and 47.5 at BetOnline?
Yeah, correct. 9.5, 47.5, open 7-46. We're going to be massive Seahawks fans tonight. Getting great volume, 68% of the cash, and 69% of the bettors are on Dallas. Some sharp at Dallas, minus 7.5. And it'd be a, going to be a big teaser game and money line parlay game as well. And last I looked, like 97% of the cash on money line parlays was on Dallas outright. So yeah, it's gonna be a big one. A Seattle upset would be great. I mean, we'll take the cover, but a a Seattle upset would be lovely.
You guys ain't gonna be begging for money if that don't happen. Trust me, you guys are right.
Gotta always be crying and whining, man. Always, you know. We got killed last Sunday. I mean, you know, I have the right to whine a little bit. We got murdered last Sunday.
In the NFL, you guys got to be getting killed. If you look at the ATS records, the Eagles are 7-2, Ravens are 8-4, Jags are 8-3, 49ers 6-4, Cowboys are 8-3, Dolphins are 7-4, the Chiefs are 7-4. The Lions, it seems like you just bet the favorites and you make money every week in the NFL.
Yeah, that's not a good thing, definitely. I mean, you know, I wouldn't say we're getting killed. You know, we always still – you know, up, down. It's definitely not as profitable as last year. Last year was crazy how profitable it was for the books. So it's definitely not like last year, but you know, we're grinding away.
You got that 10%, that vig on your side.
Yeah, you know, you're a little minus 110, you know.
Squarezilla is strong this year though. They're strong.
Yeah, I know. And that's fine. You know, it's a, you know, like when that happens, a Monday night, you know, when we lose Sunday, I mean, it means the action is going to be huge on Monday night. And Monday night went our way. That was a huge win for us. And the casino, Mary, we have online casino. The casino manager always loves one of us. He's the happiest guy when the sports book loses because, you know, people are going to play blackjack and everything. He's the happiest guy in the company.
All right, let's go to the next game on the board, 465, 466. You got a Broncos team that's catching steam. They got a Super Bowl winning quarterback, Super Bowl winning coach. Their odds now, I mean, it was 100-1. I've seen them as low as 75-1 to win it all. They won 5 in a row. They play Houston this week. I think I saw 3.5 and 47.5 at BetOnline. Which way is the market moving down there?
Yeah, we're 3.5, and right now it's 47. Open 3.5 and 45.5. Denver's getting bet, you know, 60% of the cash and 61% of the early bettors are on Denver. Some sharp on Broncos as well. It's plus 3.5, minus 110, and minus 105. It's currently minus 120 and over 46.
All right, let's go next game on the screen, 467, 468. Big one in Philly. I'm seeing 2.5, 3 even money, 47.5, 49ers at Philly. Which way is the public betting this, and is there any sharp money on a side or a total?
Yeah, we have 49ers minus 3 and 47.5, open 1.5 and 45.5. Niners are the play. 67% of the cash and 61% of the bettors are on San Francisco. We'll see where that late cash comes in on. I can't quite figure that one out. Sharp, nothing real sharp. A little bit on over 46.5 and the look-ahead lines last week, we got hit by a sharp when we had to pick them, San Francisco pick them last week at the look-ahead lines.
How much money is it going to take to move off that key number 3, man? I mean, to go to 3.5 on this game. It's going to take a lot of money, ain't it?
Yeah, it depends if it's sharp or public. If it's public, you know what I mean? That ain't going to have 3.5 unless that's not going
someone
to
3.5. Whales that.
Yeah, unless some you know, sharpies are on. Or on the Niners. I don't think they'll be on them at 3, you know, but yeah. Who knows? That's tough to get off that.
Next game on the screen, 471, 472. Chiefs, what, laying 6 and 42.5 against the Packers this week?
We were at 5.5 and 42.5, open 7 and 42. 72% of the cash is on Green Bay, and 60% of the bettors are on the Chiefs. That kind of tells you something there. And sure enough, sharp on Packers plus 6.5 or more.
All right, let's finish up with game 469, 470. Browns are playing the Rams. I'm seeing 3.5 and 40. Is that correct, that bet online, AJ?
Yep, you got it. 3.5, 40, open 4 and 38. 55% of the bettors are on LA, 62% of the cash on the Brownies. Sharp, Cleveland, 4 and 5, plus 4 and 5.
Sheep always jumps in. Sheep, you got anything to ask Dave before I let him go? Because you
absolutely. Dr. Dave Mason, Saturday night after Georgia beats Alabama, Florida State knocks off Louisville, and we have a great day. And then late night in Salt Lake City, Utah, the King of Violence Championship between Mike Perry and the Underground King, Eddie Alvarez out of Philadelphia. Give me your take, please.
Yeah, man, I can't wait for that one, man. I mean, Perry's the favorite. I think we opened him like minus 280. He's already up to plus 365. So, you know, I know we're all Philly guys here. We'll all be rooting for Eddie the dog. And, you know, he's definitely got a chance. It's going to be a brawl, man. Whenever you have those brawls of two warriors, man, I say you take the dog. So, you know, Perry is bigger. I think that's what it comes down to. He's bigger than Eddie. But it's going to be a brawl, man. I can't wait. That's going to be a good one.
Rooting the Underground King.
A great car, man. Ben Rothfeld or Todd Duffy. I mean, a lot of former UFC guys on this card. So, man, looking forward to it.
You think this is going to be one of your bigger shows for Bare Knuckles, Dave?
Yeah, I think it will. The early action is good. I mean, again, a lot of action coming late. But, I mean, how can you not watch? If you like watching people beat the hell out of each other, how can you not watch this fight? I mean, it's just two absolute legends going toe-to-toe, big names. The card's great. So, and that sport's getting bet more and more and more. So it's just taking off. You know, we've been offering odds since the beginning pretty much, and it's been fun to really be a part of it and offering odds early and, you know, watching it take off. So reminds you of like the early UFC when you started offering odds on that, and it was this kind of niche sport. And then it just, you know, people just like violence and people love betting on violence. So BKFC's that in a nutshell, violence. We love it.
All right, Dave, thanks for coming on. If you want to let everyone know where to find you on social media.
Yep, at Dave Mason, B-O-L, on Twitter. Get on over to betonline.ag. It's time for account. We got the earliest openers in all the major sports, high limits, rebit functionality, all sorts of promo codes on the promotions page. You get a good VIP program. Whatever you need, we got it at betonline.ag.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for coming on.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Hey, Dave. Have a great
week. See you guys. Take care.
All right. Rooster, I mean, we got to be honest here about this Philadelphia Eagles team. They got to be the luckiest team in NFL history. Before, I mean, Elliott kicks that 59-yard field goal in that type of weather. The Bills were, well, minus 2,000 live. I mean, how are you going to tell me this isn't one of the luckiest teams you've ever seen in your life?
Well, it's not even close. First of all, the 08 Giants pop right in my head. They barely made the playoffs. They needed six things to happen that Sunday, I remember. They had almost no chance to make the playoffs, and they go on to beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl off an undefeated season. I mean, that's got to be number one. Number two is the Phil Sims Giants. And I'm just doing this off memory because I didn't read the card before we started. But the 08 Giants, Phil Sims, they had, I think they won 7 one-possession games that year, went on to win the Super Bowl. So it's not even close. This team not only wins, but covers. They're 7-2 against the spread. They're one of the best teams in the NFL. They're not only squeaking out wins, they're covering the spread. These guys, and they're coming off of a so-called Super Bowl hangover, whatever that is. And they basically locked up the division last week with that win. So, no, not lucky at all.
All right, so you can't argue with him, Steve. He has some valid points. You know,
no, he does, but they're still one of the luckiest teams ever. But hold that thought. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show NFL version. I want to thank Dave Mason from BetOnline for coming on and giving out the bet splits. And me and Russo are talking about how lucky this Eagles team is. He can't admit it that they're really lucky, but you brought up some good points.
98 Broncos. Go back and look at that.
You need five teams in history. All right. The
I'm just thinking these off the top of my head. Stevie, go back and look at the 98 Broncos, what had to happen for them to win. 14.5-point underdogs against the Packers that year.
Who's the luckiest team this year?
I don't think it's the Eagles.
You know what I like, though, about what you said? You convinced sheep that you're right. So you make me feel even better. But
you got to pull like you see it. I don't agree with him much, believe me. But he has some valid points. But
they cover the spread every week.
He lose that game 19 out of 20 times before the field goal. Like, come on, man. I mean, it's just –
I love it when a plan comes together.
Luck's going to run out, man. The luck's going to run out.
Well, something's going to happen on Sunday, and then it's going to be Sunday, bloody Sunday. So we'll talk.
Hopefully, you know, with the problems on that Eagles offensive line, that San Francisco forgets about what happened last year in the playoffs and how we knocked Purdy out. And they're not going after Jalen Hurts because if he gets hurt, this team's in trouble, Rooster.
Well, any team, they lose their quarterback, they're in trouble. I mean, that's obvious. But, you know, with that offensive line getting healthier, we'll see. I mean, look, if we want to get into the Eagles game this week, we could talk about it. Just let me know when you're ready.
Well, just hold off. We're waiting for Pro Football Doc to come on. He'll be on giving out all the injury reports and all that stuff. As of right now, I mean, to win the Super Bowl, the Eagles are what? Best record in the NFL, but yet the 49ers and the Chiefs have better odds to win the Super Bowl. How does that happen, Brewster?
Well, I mean, I can see that. The Eagles have been performing exactly how the odds maker thought they were going to perform. I mean, they are what they are. They're not going to move around. When you keep winning and you keep doing what you're supposed to do, other than, you know, you don't lose to teams like Arizona, your odds are going to stay pretty fairly constant. I mean, the Cowboys.
You don't lose to Arizona. You got a little jab.
The Cowboys
are up to 9-1. I mean, they're not even favored to win the conference. They're at, well, +205. The 49ers are +190. I mean, the odds makers, they're not sold on the Eagles.
Well, that's great. I like it that way. Keep the disrespect coming. That adds locker room fodder. But by the way, at some of the sharper outs, they are favored slightly over the Niners, but you can massage those odds any way you want.
Let me go to April as we're waiting for Pro Football Doc to come on. You still think the Eagles, I mean, the Cowboys are the team to beat in the NFC? You think they're better than the 49ers and Eagles come playoff time?
I mean, I think it's a three-team race in the NFC, obviously, between these three teams. I think the Niners don't want to see the Cowboys. I don't think the Eagles want to see the Cowboys when the playoffs come. Cowboys are clicking on all cylinders right now. I mean, we can call the Eagles lucky all we want, but right now, you know, they're 10-1, so you can't argue with the results, but eventually luck runs out for everyone, so it's a good thing.
How do you feel about the Cowboys going on the road three games to get to the Super Bowl?
I'm fine. The only two teams that have never been to
the Super Bowl. It's been done numerous times. I mean, over the past two, 3 decades, it's been done 10 or 12 times. So
we'll see how these teams are performing going into the playoffs.
Yeah, it's all about who's healthier going into the playoffs. We all know that. Last year, the Eagles were, the third healthiest team in the NFL going into the playoffs. The Chiefs were the second or fourth. I forget what it was off the top of my head. But it's all about injuries. And we got Pro Football Doc in the green room. Bring him on, Joe.
Hello there.
Hey, Doc. Hey. Thanks for coming on, man.
How goes it?
Good, man. Good. We're talking about injuries. We're talking about the healthier teams going into the playoffs. Tonight, you got a Dallas team playing Seattle. I think Dallas is the healthier team. What's going on in this game when it comes to the injuries?
Well, obviously no Kenneth Walker. We knew that. But Geno Smith is going to be way healthier tonight than last week on Thursday. So maybe there's a difference there. And we do think Tyler Lockett is finally healthy after with his hamstring stuff. So there's some improvement on the Seattle side. Obviously, they'll have to ride with Zach Charbonnet. The Cowboys, you know, have their defensive issues. Diggs has been out for a while, but Deron Bland has played very well. Leighton Van Der Esch, and obviously one of the safeties down. So both sides relatively healthy. You know, I mean, 9.5 is a lot of points. We'll see what happens.
That's a ton of points. A lot of chatter about Aaron Rodgers coming back. Do you see him coming back this year with the Jets, you know, being below 500?
Well, it all depends on the Jets, you know. I mean, if they stay alive for the playoff chance, there is risk. Look, the day that it happened, you know, we said in game it's an Achilles. And as soon as Robert Saleh confirmed it post game, I tweeted out, look, if the Jets can make the playoffs, they'll have to do it with Zach Wilson, that Aaron Rodgers could return this season. And everyone thought I was absolutely crazy. He's beating my timeline by a little bit. I thought it would be January. It's starting to look like late December. But, you know, the Jets are 4-7. If they don't win two of their next three to stay alive, and even if they win two of the next three, I mean, that's the toughest part right there. And just so you know, it's not like it's a miracle. He's doing well. He's doing a lot of rehab. It's not because of this innovative procedure that's well over 15 years old. It's because he's Aaron Rodgers, and 75% of Aaron Rodgers is still pretty good, strong arm. And because it's his front foot, he's not his push-off side. If it were any other position in the NFL, from offensive line to defensive line to linebacker, running back, you name it, there we wouldn't even be talking about this. Remember, you're talking to the guy who allowed Phillip Rivers to play 6 days after an e-scope on a torn ACL in that AFC championship game against the New England Patriots. So the position of quarterback can be adjudicated differently based on athleticism.
Right. All right, let's talk about the big game in Philly this week, the 49ers against the Eagles. I know the Eagles had some injuries on their offensive line. Who's more banged up heading into this game?
Well, you know, the 49ers are getting healthier, and the big key has been Trent Williams getting healthier. Lane Johnson, even pregame with his warm-up, we were saying that's not a warm-up to try and play. That's a rehab session to get him ready for the 49ers. And here's the key. It's his left groin, which is different than the right groin that he had surgery on after this season last year. And for a right tackle, that left groin is even harder. If you think Lane Johnson last year was trying to get a jump on the outside edge, even more so this week here against a tough 49ers front. That will be a key to watch for sure.
All right, let's go to this Cleveland Browns team. They're trying to make the playoffs. They play the Rams this week. Which team is the healthier team going into this matchup?
Well, there's no question the Rams are the healthier team. They're among the healthier teams. Is it good enough to win? But let me break some news for you, and maybe you guys are smart enough to already know it. Joe Flacco is the starter, period, end of discussion. DTR, even if he clears the concussion protocol, first of all, there's only a 22% chance that he'll clear the concussion protocol by Sunday. Even if he does clear it late week, he will not be the starter. Why do I say that? What happened the last time DTR started with no notice in week 4? All right. He's a rookie young guy. He needs the reps. Joe Flacco is the starter this week, even if DTR can clear. And the question is, you know, at least they got DeJuan Jones, the right tackle from Ohio State, back. But losing both book and tackles was a problem for the Browns for a little while.
Is there any chance if the Browns make the playoffs, we see Deshaun Watson come back?
They got to go pretty deep into the playoffs for that to happen. So not super likely. Much more optimistic about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has to run. Nobody's seen him run yet. I mean, you got to be able to protect yourself and run, not just sit back and take a couple steps and throw the ball. Look, he's got a very strong arm. We all know that. But he's still weeks away at best. You know, will the Jets be alive is the question.
All right, let's go to the Broncos and the Texans. Who's the healthier team heading into this game? The Broncos are catching fire. They've won five in a row, and they're looking to try and make the playoffs here.
You know, the Broncos are the healthier team. Of course, Kareem Jackson's suspension doesn't help them, but Justin Simmons certainly does at the other safety position. The Broncos are definitely the healthier side. Houston's been up and down in their health, and now with Titus Howard, a key offensive lineman out, that's going to hurt them a little bit. And obviously, they still have a couple of wide receiver issues. But overall, the trend in what we call the Delta is that Denver's the healthier side there.
All right, Doc, I want to thank you for coming on. If you want to let everyone know where to find you on social media and about your website.
SICScore.com. At Twitter's at ProFootballDoc. And, you know, still have some of those free offers out there for Six Score with the Philly Godfather code. And thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you guys have any questions for the Doc before he goes?
No questions. He answered my question about the Aaron Rodgers whole situation. I also did have a question about the Browns quarterback situation. He answered that perfectly. He's right on point, man.
You're the best, Doc. Thank you so much for coming on, man.
Thanks, Doc.
Thank you.
His information is so valuable if you're in the sports betting market, if you're investing in his teams from a week-to-week basis. I mean, he's one of the best guests we have come on the show. So make sure you guys check him out at secscore.com and use promo code Godfather, like he said. And they're definitely going to hook you up. Rooster, Eagles, San Fran, we got 30 seconds. Real quick.
I am taking 3.5 if it gets to that point. I mean, Eagles at home being disrespected with this line. They're basically saying the Niners are 9 points in San Francisco better than the Eagles team. Even though I know all the circumstances, overtime game Monday night, short week, Niners got extra rest. We could go on and on and on. This is a bad spot for the Birds, but give me 3.5 at home.
You know what, April? I'm starting to think Rooster's got some secret Eagles.
Home field's not worth 3 points. Just let me know.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in our next segment.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the NFL Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com, and you're listening on Sirius XM channel 159, watching us on Sports Grid TV, Jacob Sports Media on YouTube, and we're live streaming the show on Twitter at Philly Godfather. We got a jam-packed show. I want to thank Dave Mason from BetOnline for coming on, Pro Football Doc from SICScore.com. And it's time to get down to business. Rooster, you're talking about the Eagles like they're going to win this game out, right? You taking them 3.5 against San Fran this week?
I'm taking 3.5. I just think it's a value bet. It's a really bad spot for the Eagles with all those extenuating circumstances. I mean, short
week. You're buying 3.5 because it's never going to go to 3.5 flat, correct?
We'll say if it gets there, I'll take 3.5 flat. I'm not
getting to 3.5 flat. Yeah. You got a better chance of waking up tomorrow with a full head of hair.
Put it this way. Is there a better chance of you waking up looking under 70 years old? Because
just remember,
then you'll talk me right off it.
Listen, I'm looking 70, but I'll still run circles around you.
Yeah, I gotta give it to Sheep. He's all cut up. He's been working out like crazy, man. I gotta give it to you, Sheep. You look good.
Those Rooster, look at the turkey he's been eating. Jesus.
Listen, both you guys look good for 65.
He's really living
man.
Up to his name, Al Bucco.
That guy looks great for 75 years old. The problem is, he's 53.
No, I don't want to say, but I'm 58.
Let me go to 8-ball. 8-ball, who do you like in this matchup, man? San Fran.
I took San Fran minus two. I just think it's a revenge spot here. Eagles coming off two tough games. Eagles lost against Buffalo. I think this Niners defense is going to come prepared. I think they're just going to win this game. They're going to show who's the best in the NFC right now.
Do you like the under at all? I know Jalen Hurts has been underperforming against some of the better pass defenses in the NFL, and San Fran's one of the better ones as well. So do you think this game maybe stays under the 47.5?
I didn't take a, you know, a move on the total in this game, but I do lean under here.
Let me go to Matt Maltepas from the College Kids, one of my lead handicappers at the PhillyGodfather.com. Matt, you like anybody in this matchup?
Yeah, I took San Fran minus the two. Philadelphia, I mean, I don't want to say they've been getting lucky, but the ball has been bouncing their way repeatedly and forced to continuously bounce your way. Eventually, you know, bounces the other way. So I do like San Fran this week. I think they have a good performance. I think they're mad from last year, that NFC Championship, where, you know, their quarterbacks went down. I think they're here to prove a point, and I think they're going to get them. I think it's a bad spot for Philly.
Yeah, I like San Fran as well. Anything under a field goal. The fact is, like Rooster said, the Eagles have the best record in the NFL. You can't dispute it. The other fact is they're probably the luckiest team in the NFL this season. Four or five games, the ball bounced their way. But then again, you know, luck favors the prepared mind. So this is a very efficient team. This is a very prepared team, great coach team. And when teams make mistake, you know, they capitalize. So you can't argue with, you know, the 10-1 record. But for anyone to say this team hasn't been lucky this season, I mean, they got to be out of their mind. Sheep, you like San Fran or you like the Eagles here?
I like the Niners. I do. I agree with that.
The alternate
line? All right, so everybody likes the square side this week?
Square side.
Square.
The square side might be Philly.
That's what Mason said. I don't know.
We'll see by game.
So you're all jumping on Babas square side. Is that what we're doing?
100% of the tickets come on game day. So
Babas,
what is this? What is this? The marble show? What are we on here?
It's coming from the guy who backs my homes every week.
Look,
yeah.
Guess what? Rooster's right this year. He's backing all the square sides, and they're all winning every week.
Exactly. He's like. Like Dave Mason was talking about, the squares are winning this year. And they see Rooster's head in the big picture.
Well, not this week. Listen to Georgia Dallas guy.
Dallas, San Fran, later favorite.
Texas.
I've been on Georgia since week one. I'm staying.
Babin likes the favorite. That's all I know.
No, that is not true, Rooster. Please go back and check your notes. Don't pull an El Clucko on me.
And by the way, Matt, just so you know, this year in the NFL, home field advantage worth 2.34 points. Go on to nfellowapp.com.
That's for April. That's for April.
It's worth 1.5.
No, that's for the season. That's for this season.
It's worth 1.5.
No, it's, oh, no, not this season. 2.34 points.
He had to put it in
2.34.
You can't say 2.3. He's got to sound really smart.
2.34. You got to do your homework, guys. I've been doing this since 1982.
Bruce, let me ask you a question.
Anybody says they're going to be 9-point favorites at home, I think that's way off.
Let me ask you a question. The Broncos were like 100-1. I see them as low as 75-1. They're playing Houston this week. They're getting 3.5 points. You think they win this game? And if they do win this game, you think they got a shot of making the playoffs? And they have a Super Bowl winning coach, Super Bowl winning quarterback. Do you think this team's got any shot? And do you like those odds? Would you nibble a little bit on this team?
I think they got a shot to make the playoffs. Do I think they have the shot this year to go all the way? No, I don't. They have too many issues. That defense was horrible at the beginning of the year. I think it could be exploited by some of the better offenses. It's just a tough – I think it'd be throwing money away, even at 75-1.
You like him this week against Houston, grabbing a 3.5, or you like Houston?
I lean Denver there, yeah. I would, I'm going to take some 3.5. I think Denver's on a little bit of a roll. Houston has to – that quarterback, I think he's going to come back down to earth a little bit, although he's playing amazing. But I do like Denver a little bit this week.
Let me go to 8-ball. 8-ball, you like anyone in this matchup?
I took Denver plus 3.5. I think it's a field goal game here. This is basically this, They're playing for the seventh seed here. The problem is if the Denver Broncos do make the playoffs as the seventh seed, they're going to have to play either KC or Baltimore, most likely in the first round, and I just don't see them getting by either of those teams.
I mean, they just beat Kansas City. They won five in a row. Four of those teams got winning records. They just beat two of the best defenses in the NFL, the Chiefs and the Browns.
It's different going to KC in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different animal in the playoffs. You're right. Let me go to Matt Moltebs from the College Kids. Matt, you like anybody in this matchup?
So I didn't bet anyone yet, but I'd have to lean with, you know, Rooster and Denver here, plus the 3.5. Although C.J. Stroud, you know, he's been awesome all year long. He did have a thigh injury, but I think he was a full in practice. But their tackle, Laremy Tunsil, he's been dealing with some injuries. So that's something I want to stay tuned with and to make my final wager.
Sheep, you take anyone in this matchup?
I lean to the favorite. Sorry, I like Houston. I just like the favorite. I think I like their quarterback, and I think this is Houston's game. I think Denver shot their load. They've been playing nice for the past 5 weeks, but I like the Texans here. If a game gets a three, I'll lay three in the game.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next game. You got the Chiefs playing the Packers. Let me go to 8-ball first. You heard Dave Mason. There's some sharp money on the Packers at +7. Game's down to 6, 5.5 in some spots, 42.5. Do you like a side or a total in this matchup?
No, I haven't done anything with this game. As of right now, I'm staying off of this one.
All right, let me go to Matt Moltepas from the College Kids. Matt, you like anyone in this game?
I mean, the Chiefs, you know, we looked at them a couple weeks ago with the Eagles. That one was a close one. They probably should have won that game. Green Bay, you know, they're a little underrated coming in this year, I thought. Now they've amassed, what, 5 wins. They're about 5-6 about. They're coming off a big win against Detroit. So this might be a little come back to reality game in case he gets this win and gets this cover at -5.5, if you can catch that number. I haven't bet it yet, but I'm leaning that way.
Rooster, I mean, I already know you like the Chiefs, but you like the Chiefs here or you like the Packers?
I kind of like the dog here. The Chiefs haven't blown anybody out. They had one good offensive game last week. Besides that, they can't get anything going. If you can cover Kelce, you basically can shut this team down offensively. And the defense, although rated high in almost every metric, it has issues. I mean, the eye test tells me this defense can be had. I think they win this game, but I think it's going to be close. Lambeau Field is no treat to play in. You know, they're going to be fired up for this game. They think they have a chance. So I kind of lean. I would love to take 7. It's not going to get there. I'm still taking 6 here.
Wow. So like, you must really like them because you're always on Kansas City. I kind of like the dog, too. I like the Packers as well. So if you want to put that in the Rooster recap. But real quick, I want everyone watching and listening on SiriusXM channel 159 to check out UnderdogFantasy.com. That's UnderdogFantasy.com. Use promo code WIN, W-I-N, and they'll match your deposit up to $100. That's UnderdogFantasy.com. Make sure you guys check them out. All right, let's go to the next game on the screen. You got the Browns trying to make the playoffs. They're getting 3.5 points. Joe Flacco's back against the Rams. Total's at 40. Let me go to 8-ball first. 8-ball, do you trust Joe Flacco here? Do you think the Browns got a shot to cover that spread?
Yeah, I do. I think Joe Flacco, he's played good sparingly as a backup the last couple of years. I think if he just manages the game, they run the football, they can stay within the 3 points in this one.
All right, let me go to Matt Moltepas from the College Kids. Matt, who do you like in this matchup, Browns or the Rams?
So what I noticed about the Rams is that when they're versus these top-tier defenses like Dallas, they lost 43-20, right? Against Philadelphia, they lost 23-14. Against San Fran, they lost 30-23. When they versed Seattle, which is top 10, I think, in opponent yards per play, that game was, you know, toss-up 17-16. So they've had some troubles, you know, against these top-tier defenses. And Cleveland's top-tier defense, the only problem here is we have a new quarterback at the helm with Joe Flacco. So I haven't bet it yet, but it's one I'm staying off for now, but it's one I'm letting marinate.
Rooster, you think they got a shot here with Flacco to win this game outright or cover the spread?
I don't. I used to be a Flacco fan, loved watching his run in Baltimore, but I think he's cooked. I mean, this is going to be a tough outing for him. He's no spring chicken. Rams, although no home field advantage, obviously. I can't lay 3.5. If I could lay three minus 20, I would do it. But I like the under here over everything else. I think under 39.5 is a pretty safe play. The Browns are going to have a shaved down offense, I think, with Flacco coming in. He doesn't know the offense that well yet. And the Rams, they're no juggernaut offensively. So give me under 39.5.
All right, let me go to Sheep. Sheep, you like anybody?
I like the dog here. I like Flacco, even though he's father time and passes away. But I like the Browns a lot this week.
Well, that's the first dog you've taken in a while. All right, let's go to Monday night. Let me go to 8-ball real quick. Cincinnati, Jacksonville. Jacksonville, man, they're looking pretty strong. Lions 8, 38.5, 39. You like anyone in this matchup Monday night?
I like the under in this game. I don't really love a side here. I think that's a lot of points. Jacksonville should win this game at home. But I like the under in this game. I don't think Cincinnati's going to be able to score too many points. That Jacksonville defense is pretty tough, especially at home. So I think under 39 is a great bet here.
All right, Matt Multepis from the College Kid. You like anyone in this matchup?
Real quick, going back on that Cleveland game, I agree with Rooster. That number's at 40.5, that total. If you can catch the key number of 41 and go under that, I would love to for you to play that. I'm actually going to play it once if it hits that number. But back to the Cincy game. The total here is 39. You have the sides, what, 8.5, 9? It's a big number for them to lay. I know Cincy, you know, they haven't performed that well. They have a couple losses in a row against Houston, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh. Hard for me to lay the money on Jacksonville, such a big number, although they're one of the best teams against the spread this year. I stood off.
I kind of like Jacksonville and the Cowboys in the teaser. I know no one's given out a teaser in a few weeks, but I like Jacksonville. If you can get them in a 7-point teaser with the Cowboys. But stay tuned. We'll be back for our final segment. Don't go nowhere, guys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com, and I want to thank underdogfantasy.com for sponsoring the Rooster Recap. Rooster, you ready to go, brother?
Ready to go. Philly Godfather, Seattle plus 10, Dallas under 47.5, San Francisco minus 2.5, Green Bay plus 6, and a big Jamie Gold teaser. Jacksonville minus 1.5, Dallas minus 2.5.
There it is, baby. I love Jamie. He'll be back.
He's at 7.5, San Francisco minus 2.5, Denver plus 3.5. Lean KC minus 5.5, and the Rams under 41.
I had the Jets in there.
See, and who?
The Jets. Like the Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets. All right, Baba, Seattle plus 10, San Francisco minus 2.5 with all the squares, Houston minus 3.5, and Cleveland plus 3.5.
What the?
Stevie, Dallas minus 7.5. Obviously, you got that early. San Francisco minus 2.5 with the squares. Denver plus 3.5. Cleveland plus 3.5. And the Jags under 39.
Add the Jets. Jets money line burial. Add it.
Jets money line burial. Got it.
Yeah, you can
Rooster,
give
it. Seattle plus 10. Eagles plus 3.5. Denver plus 3.5. Green Bay plus 6. Rams under 41. And the Jags minus 8.5.
So you really think the Eagles are going to win this game, Rooster?
No, I'm taking 3.5. I think it's going to be close. It'll come down to the end. The Eagles have been a little bit charmed this year, so anything can happen. But give me the Eagles at the link. I mean, that link is going to be off the hook this week.
Plus 3.5 minus 45 or 35. That's what you're buying, right? Just say.
No. Mason's 3 flat right now. I can lay 30. What are you talking about, 45?
Forget all that. San Fran minus 6 alternate line. You heard it here first on the Sports Betting Show.
Hold on. What's your look-ahead line the next week to Dallas, Philadelphia? Let's just get this out of the way.
We got 5 seconds. It's Dallas 2.5 for
3. Dallas minus 1.5.
Dallas 3 in Dallas.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching. That's the Sports Betting Show. We'll be back next week. Love you guys.